Well, a very good afternoon to you on Mother's Day in the UAE, and we've got a pretty busy show lined up for you, and not least starting off with a whole bunch of mothers that are sat round a table with me this morning to talk about maybe some of the treats they had this morning, or not, as the case may be. We have Tricia Evans, Bola Awakinka, and Tasnim Kaziza joining us, as well as later on Gail Livingstone-Potter. She's the editor of Expat Woman, and she'll be talking about some gift ideas that can be bought on a website, recipe ideas and all sorts of other things that are going on this weekend if you'd like to treat your mom. Then another big event this weekend is the World Down Syndrome Days Walk. We will have the organisers and the volunteers coming in to talk about it. That will be Stephen Corley and Benita Shah. And then all the goodies that could be in line if maybe you've forgotten that last minute present and you need to dash out this afternoon. Earlier we caught up with Karen Huxley. She's the International Communications Director of Lush, and she was telling us what they had on offer for Mother's Day. And also the gourmet food company Batil will be running through some of the goodies that they have on offer today. And then finally, in the last half an hour, we're going to be talking fashion, because there is a big initiative starting at the beginning of April called Fashion Forward, basically showcasing nearly up to 15 local designers from the region. And we have the CEO Bon Guerrero coming on, and one of the creators Babak Golka, to talk about the fashions that they are creating on the Dubai scene at the moment. So any questions you've got for the fashion designers, or in fact for the mums in the studio, then please send them in. It is Mother's Day, so if you're having a great Mother's Day, or if you had a lovely treat this morning from one of your children or your other half, then we'd love to hear about it, and you can send in that text on 40001. But as I said, we're lucky enough to have a number of mums in the studio with us. We have Tricia Evans, who's a business coach and writer, Bola Awanika, she runs an environmental engineer company, and Tasnim Gaziza, who's head of sales and marketing from an express courier company. So ladies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you
for having us.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, and we were having a bit of a giggle, weren't we? Because I was lucky enough to have a cup of tea in bed this morning, so that was a nice little surprise from my daughter. How did it go for you, Bola?
No, I'm afraid I didn't have a cup of tea. In fact, everything went according to plan, the usual wake him up, get him ready for school, get all the bags ready and lunch ready, and rush to the car and rush to school. So I got my own cup of coffee. And I sometimes get one at the weekends, but not this morning.
Yeah, and that's what counts. It's not just about Mother's Day. It's lovely to be celebrated today in the UAE. But of course, if you get that cup of tea another day of the week, then that works out. But how about you, Tricia? I know it was Mother's Day in Britain last week, so maybe some people concentrated on that. In the Philippines, I know it's in May, so there's all kinds of different Mother's Days around the world. But did you celebrate today?
Not today. Celebrated a couple of weeks ago, though, and I had I've got a daughter. She's 15, and she's very creative. So I had this really whacking great card, which was lovely, actually. Mm. And she's old enough to write some pretty cool things in there, so that was nice. But we have got a girls' night planned for tonight.
Oh, well, that's
curl
nice.
Up on the sofa and watch a movie.
Yeah.
Forget the world and just watch a movie.
Well, I think there's so many events going on in Dubai at the moment that people are probably quite exhausted. Yeah, they need to have a rest before the weekend starts off again. And Tasnim, I mean, that's true, isn't it? We're talking about little special things that happened today. But it's the comments that your children make, or if a partner makes about, you know, how you look, maybe, that kind of boosts you up throughout the day.
That's right. When I was going out today, my son told me how beautiful I looked and what a nice perfume I had on. And it's really strange, like a 15-year-old. I've got a 15-year-old boy. And he makes these little comments, which, you know, makes you feel good when you're going out, and you want to hear these remarks from your child.
Yeah, and it's so touching, isn't it, when you actually think that they notice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I know that we've all been gathered around, you know, your mums that are, you know, very busy working mums, and I know a lot of people will identify with this. You know, it's the day-to-day juggling. That's often a mum's job, isn't it, between work and the many other things that you do. You know, the three ladies around this table, you almost have two or three careers on the go, don't you? You know, and it's keeping that balance. I mean, how do you find that, Bola, between running this company, and I know you're a coach as well?
A lot of the time it's, I guess, clever prioritizing and really sticking to a timetable and a schedule. And once you've got everything going according to plan, things slot into place. The trick is to get your youngster, and mine's only 10, he's a boy, to fit in with that as well. But once you've got that running, then you can juggle pretty well. Yeah, I find.
Yeah, I mean, like most mums, it is about being organised, isn't it, Tasnim? You know, you've got this schedule that's worthy of some sort of international sort of logistics conference. But how do you find on a day-to-day basis, you know, just getting out the house and getting to work?
It's a lot easier now than it was. He's 15, he's very independent. He doesn't need me as much now, and I feel that I'm grasping at time now because I know soon he'll be off at university. So from the mother that was active, who needed a child who needed me all the time, he doesn't need me. The only thing I do is drop him off at school in the mornings. He comes back on the metro after school, where you know it was a drop off and pick off before. After school activities as well. He takes the metro or take a cab. So, and I think being in this region, what my greatest support has been is that I've got help at home. Yeah. She's my backbone. Yes. I don't think I could have done it without her. Really, not the things that I was able to achieve being a single mother.
Yeah, and I think that's true, isn't it? Because, yes, you know, all mums sat around the table as well are single mums, and that's a different kind of challenge as well, isn't it? It's not just in Dubai, but anywhere is getting the right support system around. I mean, how have you found that, Tricia? You know, you've got a very active career, your daughter, and you're doing it on your own.
Yeah, it's great support. A bit like Tasnim said, I've got two people, and without them, it just wouldn't work. I've got a fantastic housekeeper, and I don't mean a housemaid. I mean a housekeeper who looks after the whole infrastructure of my world, and she drives, so she can do my banking, she can collect charge, she can do whatever. So that's really great. And then I've got a PA who, it's almost like having a wife. You know, she does all the stuff that takes the time. And so between the two of them, they're brilliant. So that's Sina and Lynn, and they look after the infrastructure of my world, and leaves me free to raise Sean, my daughter, run my business, and I'm on the board of Golf for Good as well.
Yeah.
And I run the parents, well, chairperson of the parents group at school, so I'm busy.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do any of that without fantastic support.
And it was interesting, actually, Tasnim, I wanted to come back to a point that you made as well, and actually maybe we'll come back to that in just a short while, because this whole idea of how mothering is changing, you know, from literally the stereotypical mother image of, you know, changing the nappies, and the dads as well, to be fair, but, you know, and then how it changes as they become teenagers. So we'll come back to that discussion, because I don't want to sort of cut you off there. And of course, if you do have any questions at all about you know, a Mother's Day, or just sort of sharing something lovely that happened to you today, or how your relationship with your children you know, is enriched, not just through Mother's Day, but, you know, through being a mum and what you find so special about your relationship, then we would love to share that with you on today, which is Mother's Day in the UAE. You're listening to Dubai Eye 103.8.